Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 1511. The topic is mindset, and the title is Don't Make a Now Problem a Long-Term Problem. This is a lesson that I have had to learn. It took me a lot of years, but it did help. So an example of me when I didn't understand this lesson, and I made a joke about this and kind of mentioned it in a recent podcast. I one time in grad school got really mad that my computer wasn't working at the speed in which I wanted it to. I was flustered, got mad, so I closed the lid and then I fisted the laptop. Don't know what I thought that laptop was going to be made out of, but I thought it would be okay until I opened the screen and dust came out and I was like, oh, bleep. Got mad at that, so I grabbed the laptop and threw it out the window. So mad, I just wanted to get the hell away from me, you know? Well, it turned out the window was closed, but the laptop went through it perfectly fine. So it went through the glass, went through the screen, so I now made a now problem a very long-term problem. I had to pay to get the window fixed. I was mad at myself for losing my temper, so I did not replace the laptop. I told myself that I was a big fat jerk and acted like a dummy, so therefore I don't get a laptop. You don't deserve a laptop. You can't use a laptop. So I got mad at myself, probably channeling my mom and my dad when I was younger. So I penalized myself and said I wouldn't replace the laptop for a year. So I went through grad school without a laptop and had to use the computer labs and all that stuff. It was a huge pain in the butt, but it was a really good lesson for myself. And it's something that thankfully I've not repeated. And it was part of the process of me learning how to better manage emotions when I'm in momentary frustrations and, you know, feeling overwhelmed, to really try to make sure that something that I'm struggling with in the now doesn't last any longer. And that's the big thing. And we all feel this too in tough conversations. I've had to have some tough conversations over the years with business. Not my favorite thing. I'm not a confrontational type of person. And I don't like any of that stuff. I just wish people did what I want them to do without me having to tell them to do it. Or businesses didn't try to screw you over for money and all these other things. So unfortunately, I've had to have some tough conversations. And one of the things I try to remind myself when I get frustrated and angry is that I just say to myself, this is just a now thing. This is just a thing for now. And I take a deep breath. So I try to remember to understand. So if I'm talking with another person and say we have differing viewpoints as to what we're discussing, I let go of trying to make my point. And instead, I'll ask questions. I'll give them space to talk. And sometimes that means I'm just going to be quiet for a little bit, let them say what they want to say. And people often start very angry. They kind of realize that, okay, he's not trying to talk over me. He's actually listening. And then they calm down. So if you can get through the angry part where they're saying things that maybe they don't fully mean as aggressively as they're saying, but it gets better. just let them talk. Let them open up. And if somebody shuts down, I'll actually ask a question. I'll say, well, go ahead and tell me. I do want to hear how you view the situation. I want to know. This is a good opportunity for me to maybe learn. And I'll say something like that. And they talk. And then it's important that you acknowledge their issue. So you give awareness of it. So that can be something as simple as saying, I recognize what you're saying to me, and that it does seem like it would be very frustrating. So just something like that where you acknowledge their issue. And then you offer a solution. Sometimes a solution they're not going to like because they're maybe not a compromise. You know, so for example, with some rules in our gym, there is no compromise. You either do it or you don't. And I'll just tell them, you know, that for us to have the best environment that I think would be, you know, best for everyone, I do need you to modify this behavior and do it this way. So there is no compromise. It's just, I need you to do it this way. And then they can say what they want to say. And if they want to stay, they can do it that way. If they don't want to do it that way, then they can go somewhere else. So that is very challenging but I've learned that that is by far a better way to manage those moments and those conversations. Just when you get in an argument with somebody, it's never helpful to elevate to whatever level they are. So we have a natural reaction to if somebody's excited, angry, we get excited, angry, and that's not helpful. So it's better to kind of be not necessarily the opposite of their emotions, but be a step calmer than what their emotions are and let them mirror you. So rather than you mirroring them, display what you want them to mirror. So if you would like to have a calm conversation, then you act calm and let them come to you. So that's something that has really helped me a lot, even in personal life, just conversations with everybody I talk to, is just recognizing that I don't want a now problem, a now thing, to become a long-term thing. And we can apply this to, you know, nutrition and training very easily. So diets, if you mess up a meal, if you mess up a day, if you, you know, crap the bed on a whole week and you just eat like a butthead for a week, it's not the end of the world. You'll be fine. It's just a now problem. So if I miss a meal, then I missed that meal. I should just get right back on track with my next meal and make sure that that now problem doesn't become a long-term problem. So if I miss one meal, leave it at one meal. Don't say, oh, I've screwed up the whole day. I might as well just eat whatever the hell I want for the rest of the day. No, because now you've screwed up a whole day. You only messed up one meal. Leave it at one meal. If you do mess up a day, leave it at one day. Just pick right back up where you dropped off. Trying to do anything else is not going to be helpful. If you overcompensate, you're probably going to over-restrict your food. You're going to get super freaking hungry, like bad energy, bad mood, tons of cravings, and you're going to get into this cycle of overeating, undereating, overeating, undereating. So just get right back on track. Same thing with training. If you miss a workout, it happens. It happens, it happens. Now, I don't know anyone that is more mentally and emotionally impacted by whether they do or don't train than I am. Now, I only know the inside of my head, so I can't read other people's minds. So I'm sure there's other people that feel the same way, undoubtedly. But I really do not like missing my workouts. And I sure as hell don't like missing them for things that I feel are less important than my workout, which is 99% of things. So I dislike it so much that my wife, who is amazing and awesome, and she has competed in bodybuilding. She was a CrossFit coach. She's been into fitness her whole life. She's danced for 20-some years. So we both know that it's important for both of us. So we have like a Bowflex kind of like a climber thing in our home office. And we have a cable stack that I bought from Sorenex, which I really like the quality of their equipment. I bought from Sorenex. I turn it sideways and my dad helped me make a bracket to where it goes against the wall. It only sticks 4 inches out from the wall. It's about, I don't even know, maybe less than 2 feet wide. So it's pretty awesome. And so I can use the cable machine anytime I want. So can Meredith. And she uses the Bowflex. I don't use it too much. I'm actually right at the weight limit of it. If I want to do cardio, I'll just go outside for a walk. But that's stuff that we both know is important for us. We have power block dumbbells at home. I have an ab mat to help me work on issues with a lower back thing that I had years and years ago before I opened the gym. So we have a lot of stuff at home because we believe in the importance of being able to train. And believe it or not, even just knowing that stuff's available helps calm me down quite a bit. So having some stuff at home, even if it's just furniture sliders, so you can do, you know, some upper body and lower body weird fun movements, just knowing that it's available can really help a lot for emotional and mental health. But if you miss a workout, you're not going to die. You're not going to get fat and weak one night, you know, overnight. You're not going to wake up the next day 30 pounds heavier. So just get right back on track. And that's the thing, is just really try that if you mess up something, leave it at that something. Don't let it along. Like, don't get it bigger than what it is. If you miss a workout, just get right back on track. If you miss a meal, get right back on track. It's nothing. You can't undo what you missed. So just get right back to not missing things. And then if you see like a repeated self-behavior that doesn't serve you in the long term, address it. You know, if you never seem to have the right foods around the house, well, hell, get them around the house. Quit, quit messing around. Get it done. You know, use Instacart to have people bring food to you. Use Amazon, like they'll deliver food. Walmart delivers food. I think, hell, even like Target sends food. you can learn new options. You know, if it's if you say, well, I can never have this food around because it goes bad in like 2 or 3 days. Well, stop eating that. Eat something else. You can listen to podcast 1232 to learn what matters in nutrition. And it actually talks you through how to set up your own nutrition program. But if you see a thing that you keep doing, stop doing that. If you're missing training often, rearrange where it's supposed to happen in your day. If you notice that you sleep in a lot and that's the only time you have it in the morning, try to find a way to do it midday. Try to find a way to do it in the evening, or just get more strict with yourself about getting up your ass up out of bed. You know, like I remember, like I had to teach myself to become a morning person. And that was a struggle. But one of the things I did before is I would set the alarm on my phone. And then I would put the, I'd slide the phone away from the bed before I'd fall asleep. So I'd like slide it all the way across the room, and that thing would go off super loud and annoying. And sometimes I'd fall back asleep even though it was going off. But other times I'd get up out of bed, turn it off, and get back in bed. But more often than before, I would get up, turn the alarm off, and get going about my day. So you just have to discipline yourself. And I know that you're probably already doing that. Just maybe reignite the effort and see if you could try some new tactics, new techniques. I read so many books. I do actually listen to books. I do Audible books. So I'll listen to books about better sleep quality, about better developing better habits. Like Atomic Habits, freaking fantastic book. Love that book. We actually talk about in podcast 916. You can find all of our old podcasts on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. But podcast 916 is a mindset podcast titled Flexible Habits. And I actually break down and talk about a concept that's within the book Atomic Habits. So that way you can kind of get like a shortened version of stuff that will really help you get the habits that you want that are new, that you want to be old ones and consistent ones, how you help you be able to do that. But that's the thing is, It's very, 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 very helpful for the quality of your life that when you're in a moment of frustration, in a moment of stress, in a moment of feeling overwhelmed, recognize that 99% of the time that is a now problem. Take a breath. Remind yourself of your priorities in life. So make sure that you don't react in a way that violates what you truly believe to be the most important for yourself. And remind yourself of what you want your ideal self to be. Do you want to be a person who lashes back out at people and says negative things? Probably not. You know, do you want to be a person who gets frustrated and slams things and punches things? Probably not. So just remind yourself of who your ideal self is, the character that you want to have. And act in a way within that now problem so it doesn't become a long-term problem. It takes practice. I'm the first to admit that it took me a lot of practice, but it's definitely worth the effort. So this is something that we can apply to nutrition and training, but also just in our relationships, whether that's business, whether that's personal, or if we're just by ourselves and flipping out over something. Just remember, don't slam your laptop and throw it out of a window. But it's really helpful to recognize when you're having a problem that is just a temporary issue, to remember to act in a manner that that temporary moment doesn't have long-term consequences. So I encourage you to try to work on that. And again, if you have tough conversations with people, just make sure you seek to understand their perspective first, acknowledge their perspective, and then offer a solution. Act in the way that you want them to act. Don't match their energy. You establish an energy you want them to match. That's really going to help. Okay. Well, I hope that podcast was helpful. If you have any questions or anything, just let me know. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. Well, if you like our podcast, please share it. If you share it on social media, that's great. If you share it in a conversation with somebody, that's great as well. Just the more people know about the podcast, the more people can be helped by the podcast. Thank you to those who donate to support the podcast. The podcast is well over $1,000 a year for hosting costs. I give an hour to it every day, and we're going to keep it for free. If you want to donate, you can do so at our website. We have options for a one-time donation, monthly donation, yearly donation. Even just $5 a month is very helpful and very appreciated. If you like the information we share on our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. I post on Instagram every day that gets transferred to Facebook and Twitter. And then I've been trying to post more and more videos, including training education videos, on our YouTube channel. So please check us out there as well. On all those accounts, we're under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, anything you want to know, let us know at our email at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.